Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Robinson, with whom I had a tremendous relationship, screamed at me and said, "I cannot believe that you said you would vote for Pete Rose for the Hall of Fame. He violated the number one rule in baseball. He bet on the game. And if he ever gets in the Hall of Fame, I will never go back to the Hall of Fame for any reason if I'm in the same club as Pete Rose."
That was Tim Kurkjian from yesterday. And that's, people compare it to all the other things in baseball, but when you talk to the baseball guys, nothing compares to gambling to them. Nothing.
It's so weird to me, man.
It is, but it's their culture. Nothing compares to gambling. I think when Pete Rose's name comes up for the Baseball Hall of Fame election, I think you'll have a lot of people who vote who think about that, and he won't get the vote. Because, again, I think it's genius what Rob Manfred has done. He's announced it now, giving you 2 years to think about it, which means that may turn some people.
Yeah, I understand it from the standpoint of, like, if you're going to look at going back to the Black Sox scandal, had to be the biggest black eye for sports. I mean, what? Like, when you're sitting here talking about fixing a World Series, and I know baseball wasn't as big as it is today and everything we have, but, like, that's insane to think you could do that. So understanding,
back then,
yeah, those guys were gambling.
Big, yeah, baseball, it was baseball and horse racing back then.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, boxing.
Like, you would think about, like, how, even though those sports were big, like, there's so many more people today. There's social media, people watching, going to the games, everything. You have more fans, but it had to be a huge black eye. So I understand why a lot of guys go, it's the number one rule in sports. But I mean, come on, guys. Like, it's, gambling's an addiction just like anything else. If you want to talk about it, then take all the alcoholics out. Take all the drug addicts. Take all the cheaters and the race. Take all those people out. All the bad people.
Think about this for a second, Jeremy. We're so far removed from the 1919 scandal. We're more than 100 years removed. Mm-hmm. Pete Rose happened in the mid-80s. I think like 1986, you start finding out, hearing whispers of it. They were fewer than 70 years removed from that scandal. Look at Frank Robinson. He wasn't that far removed from this. So for them, it almost ruined their game. So here we are over 100 years away from, removed from that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't really impact us anymore. Gambling is accepted in the sport. So for us to treat it like, it's just another vice. It wasn't, because that was the vice that almost killed their sport.
Rob, I could go smoke weed and bet on the game at the game.
Right.
You know, like, it's funny when you look at the way things are now. But again, like, my big issue is when you start talking about some of these other guys and say, okay, they did this, they did that, whatever. You've got this gray area of all the things that are happening. And with a guy like Pete Rose, there's no doubt when you watched him play that he should be a Hall of Famer. The other thing is, guy paid his penalty. He doesn't even get to enjoy this. He's dead. Like, he doesn't get to have the celebration of him going in. He died knowing he was never a Hall of Famer because he did something stupid.
And I'm telling you, there's going to be a lot of people on that, in that voting, who are voting. They'll just say, nope, Cage's dead.
I know.
He's not going in.
Yeah.
Let's go to Dante in Baltimore. What's up, Dante?
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing, man?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I just think, like y'all said, man, them writers, they miserable, man. Like, the guy was a genius at his craft. You know what I mean? And I just go back to one day he was describing how, when he was in the batter's box talking to A-Rod, I was just so fascinated just hearing how genius he was playing the game, talking about Pete Rose. I really think, like you said, man, you know, statute of limitation, like, has been exhausted. Like, get a man a shot. Let him go ahead and go to the Hall of Fame while he's in the afterlife. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, bro, I just think that they need to lighten up a little bit.
You know? Again, it would say lighten up because of where we are in society right now. You got to understand, when it happened, it was illegal. You couldn't do this. By the way, this, he's going in. It's going to be written, voted by writers, execs, and members of the Hall of Fame. So it's not like everybody else going in. This is under a different umbrella.
Right. I think one of the other smart things that Manfred did was by including the Black Sox and an owner. And there's a bunch of people going who are off the list now. If he just did Pete Rose, there'd be a different view of this. But now, because a lot of these guys got screwed.
But Shoeless Joe Jackson got screwed worse 100%. Than anybody else.
You know, he had a .356 lifetime batting average, fourth highest in baseball history.
And he did it without even wearing shoes.
Yes.
Like the guy.
Jersey, in that series, he had .375, he had 12 hits, and the one home run for the White Sox.
Okay. All right. As former police officers.
All of us?
No, not you. Oh. Well, you were on the other side. Something goes down, a crime occurs,
right?
And people are sitting around watching it. They knew it was going down, mm-hmm. and they did nothing about it. Mm-hmm. They go to jail as what?
Accomplices or what?
Witnesses.
Yeah. No, they didn't tell you. They saw it happen. Yeah. They knew it was going down. Right. They said nothing. They were part of the guilty by association. If you get stopped in the car, there's drugs in the car, you know it's in there, but it's not mine.
Oh, that's different. Yeah. You know, I just remember people witnessing a crime in the street.
So Shoeless Joe knew it was going on,
mm-hmm.
and he participated in it.
Did he know?
He didn't participate.
It's always portrayed as he knew.
He didn't take any money.
He didn't. He hit .375 in that series.
But he knew what was going on. To me, that's a guilt by association.
Or did he not rat out his teammates?
He didn't rat out his teammates, what he didn't do.
If I'm in that car and I know it's here, mm-hmm. I'm not getting a slap on the wrist because nobody's telling me to go home because I didn't rat out my friends.
You think snitches didn't get stitches in the early 1900s?
Evidently he did. we're acting like, well, he's batted .400 almost. Yeah, but he knew about it. He knew what was going on. And I think what we're missing is the Black Sox scandal almost ruined the game of baseball. Mm-hmm. Wiped it off the face of the map. Wiped it off the map. But we're acting like, because now we're in a society where gambling is okay.
It wasn't D.B. Sweeney's fault. But don't you look back on this now, Rob, and go, like, how many people are in jail because of weed? And you're going, let his ass out. I understand when he did it, but it's legal now. You got to be sitting inside going, this is some
And I'm sitting here. Not legal federally, though. That's how they get around it.
I got you.
But you, I'm not the guy to ask that. If it's illegal when you did it, it's illegal.
No, I'm not saying.
So I'm not the guy to ask that.
But if it's legal now, then why?
Don't matter to me.
Why don't you change it? Why don't you let the guy out?
I'm not that guy.
I mean, it's more of a.
You did it when it wasn't, so we're going to move on with that.
Well, they changed the crack laws, though. They did that, and guys got out.
I know that, but I'm just saying, I'm not that guy. Yeah. I don't. What was it when you did it? It was illegal.
You don't know.
Let's open it.
You want to smoke crack? Jump. Be expurgated.
Well, that was so obviously racist.
Oh, it was. Absolutely, it was. That's a different argument.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, you.
Thanks, crack Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly. You crack is different from cocaine.
If you don't vote for me, you're not black.
But yet he is.
He wrote the crime bill.
He wrote the crime bill.
Don't crap my pants.
Don't. That's a different. Why you do that? Why you do that? At the end of the segment, why you do that?
What was the thing I sent you the other day? It was like, fish eat for teach when you can. Joe Biden. It was like,
sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.